We're turning now to Martin Zak, who's coordinating relief efforts for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Geneva. Mr. Zak, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And the epicenter of the quake was outside of BAM. Could you describe for us what you're beginning to learn from workers on the scene about the extent of devastation and how they're trying to cope with these complications?
Well, first of all, let me say that this has been one of the heaviest earthquakes that we have experienced in recent years in Iran. And the fact that the epicenter was very close, if not within the city limits, has, of course, meant huge devastation, including buildings that have stood for 2,000 years and have been a UNESCO heritage. So it is a major, major event. And, of course, with tragic loss of life, which now stands, I believe, over 10,000 dead.
The reports we're getting from the scene are, in fact, even in excess of that, although they say it's impossible to determine. I'm wondering how your aid workers were able to get in and try and get people out.
Well, the Iranian Red Crescent Society that is working very closely with us have been, of course, the first people on the scene after the earthquake through the local branch in BAM itself. So they have been present right from the start. And as far as we can make out, the geography and the layout of the town has actually made access reasonably easy. Mm-hmm. We have not had reports of significant roads being cut and so on and so forth. So access was reasonably good. What was, of course, problematic was that over 60 to 70% of the city were completely destroyed, including the two hospitals. Mm-hmm. So our people have been forced to evacuate the severely wounded by helicopters to surrounding areas. And it has, of course, had a significant impact on the situation on the ground.
What do survivors need most right now?
At the moment, it's shelter. In situations such as this, I mean, those that have, of course, survived will be outside. They will be afraid, I mean, to go back for those whose buildings are still partially standing, for those whose homes have been destroyed, will be sleeping outside. Last night it was, I believe, near the freezing point there. So we had a large number of people actually sleeping in the streets. And, of course, they are cold.
Mr. Zak, help us understand, too, the importance of the first 24 and 48 hours of assistance. What it's important to do then?
The first 24, 48 hours is essentially looking for survivors. I mean, this is when you get the search and rescue teams in place. Again, the first 6 hours, 12 hours before the search and rescue teams get into place, you usually have the local population, friends, relatives of the victims trying to basically use very, very primitive tools, if not their hands, to get their loved ones out of the rubble. Once the search and rescue teams arrive, it, of course, gets more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. What is happening in BAM now, which is hopeful, is that some of the international teams are now beginning to arrive to work together with colleagues from the Iranian government and Iranian Red Crescent to assist in the search and rescue work and are beginning to pull out additional people.
Mr. Zak, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Martin Zak heads relief coordination for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, speaking from Geneva.